USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves with the National Security Council, tells the committees involved in the impeachment inquiry he twice raised concerns over the push by the president to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. Some Republicans have been critical of Vindman's patriotism. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't one of them.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people who are coming forward.
Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
President Trump spoke about him on Twitter, saying, "Was he on the same call that I was? Can't be possible. Please ask him to read the transcript of the call." Witch hunt. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 19 points, the Nasdaq down 49. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
There are still major wildfires burning out of control in northern and southern California. Fire crews are now preparing for a nightmare overnight, with winds predicted to gust up to 80 miles per hour. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
We have the most significant wind event in Los Angeles of the year. It will be starting this evening around 11 o'clock. It will peak at 3 a.m., but continue on through Thursday.
There are also big problems at the Kincade Fire, which is only 15% contained.
There are just over 90,000 structures threatened still within the fire area, as well as the suffering losses of about 124 structures. And another 23 being damaged.
Sonoma County spokesman George Rodriguez.
Currently we have an evacuation order for folks that totals around 150,000 people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence visits with troops in Texas. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Speaking at a roundtable event at the base on Tuesday morning, the vice president said the Trump administration's been working to increase funding for national defense.
We're absolutely committed to keeping our promises to our veterans. It is simply a reflection of the gratitude the American people feel to all of you and all that you represent.
Pence pointing out that the president signed the largest pay raise for members of the military in more than 10 years and has expanded the GI Bill to erase student loan debt for thousands of veterans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study has found decorating early for Christmas can make you a happier person. John Clemens reports.
The study, published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology, found people often associate Christmas decorations with feelings of all the excitement from childhood. Steve McEwen, the founder of Mind Fixers, tells us, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate the things that make them happy. And Christmas decorations evoke strong feelings of the childhood days. This sense of nostalgia can definitely boost your happiness, but it can also be mixed with sadness. If you lost a loved one, for example, decorating early can help you connect to the positive memories. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.